This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Nom.com. And if you love your pet, which I know you do, you're going to want to feed them the finest pet food of all time by going to Nom.com. You can try out some of the finest food available to your beloved pet, your best friend. Everyone loves their dog. You can try out the beef mash, the chicken cuisine, the pork potluck, and turkey fare meals for your dog. And there's many, many more different recipes on there. If you love your dog, you're going to want to give them this food. It's absolutely amazing. It looks so damn good, I would eat it myself. And I'll tell you what, you can really not even tell by the love and affection that your dog gives you after they eat some of Nom's delicious food. You're going to see it as well because their fur looks so much sweeter, healthier, and just thicker and just fuller because I'll tell you what, the vitamins and the nutrition, all the good stuff is in this food that your dog needs to grow a healthy set of fur, live a long, healthy life, and be your best friend forever. You can also use our code VOMSHOW to save up to 50% off your first order and get free shipping for a limited time. Go to Nom.com and tell them the nerd sent you. This podcast is also brought to you by our friends over at Binoid.com, makers of the finest THC product on the market. They've been longtime sponsors of the show and also been providing me the greatest THC product on the market. I absolutely love Binoid. We've been with them for quite a while now, and they've been good to us, and oh my goodness, I love their product. I started off with the capsules, then I moved on to the vape pens, then I started rolling my own with the flower, then I got the pre-rolls because I got lazy. Doesn't matter. This stuff is absolutely amazing and will make you feel good in many different ways, mentally, physically, and it will just improve the quality of your life. You have to try this stuff out. It is changing the way people are living their lives. Binoid, Binoid.com, and also our sister website because it's so big. There's so much business. We had to open up another website, Blooms Hemp, BloomsHemp.com. You can get wax, dabs, pre-roll flower, capsules, you can get the cigarettes, you can get the pre-rolled blunts, you can get the vape cartridges, you can get the gummy bears, the gummy worms, the sour diesel patch, you can get the wax, the dabs, all the hoodads and all that shit. I don't even understand. There's so many different ways now to get THC in your system. It's blowing my mind. You can even get soda cans, seltzer with THC infused in it. This stuff will get you laced up. And I will also tell you a little secret here. We now have psychedelic mushrooms in three different flavors, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, and white chocolate. This stuff will send you straight to heaven if you have a couple of bites. It is a phenomenal product. Very safe and secure, lab-tested THC. And, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. We have mushrooms. I will say it again. This stuff is phenomenal. You have to check it out right now and use our code NERD to save 10% and get free shipping on any order at Binoid.com and Blooms Hemp.
On with the show.
What's going on, everybody? It's another episode of the often imitated, never duplicated Voices of Misery podcast. And of course, I'm one half of your dynamic duo, the nerds. I'm the nerd and you are.
Nerdette.
What is going on? You look like you're all business today. What is going through your mind?
Fuck off, man.
What is going through your mind, this all business over here?
None.
It's Friday. Are you excited? It's your favorite show of the week.
Because it's the last one.
I didn't ask why. I was making a statement.
That's what you're implying.
It is your favorite one of the week. I have not asked yet. What's new with you?
Nothing.
No. You were watching something different out there. I mean, it's still a competition show.
I started Big Brother Canada, because that just started, like, I think 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So I'm all caught up on that.
How's that one?
Good. I love the Big Brother Canada one. So, I don't know.
Which one's your favorite? Of all the, because you watch The Challenge a lot.
The Challenge is my favorite.
That's your, of all the shows.
Of all of them.
Okay, so of
I
all
I watched
the,
40 seasons, for fuck's sake, so.
40 fucking seasons you watched.
Well, 39. Because,
Jesus.
Well, okay, I'm lying. 38 and a half, because I barely got through this one that would just happen. And 40, they're filming right now.
Oh my God.
So.
Hey, yeah. Look who it is. JJ, Mr. BP, Brian himself came into the chat, and QZC, whoever that is. What's going on, y'all? How you guys doing today? Welcome to the chat. We're talking a little bit about, what the hell are we talking about here? What's that show, 40 Seasons, Big Bang Theory, what the hell is it?
What's it called?
Nothing. You keep trying to make fun of me because of the shows that I watch. It's fine.
I'm making fun of you.
It's a show that I like.
You guys are
watching. It's my favorite one.
You guys are watching some other things. You know, you gotta open up your.
It's all shit.
Yeah.
Grey's Anatomy started again this week, and I have not even turned it on yet. I'm like, I just don't want to.
I can't believe that show is still there.
But I'm dragging my ass on it because I just don't. Someone's coming back this season.
Just
like they
up.
Keep like slowly bringing like this person back or this person back because so many left. I don't know. It's just whatever. It's just crap.
Yeah.
So that's it. Big Brother Canada.
I can't believe that fucking show is around still to this day. Grey's Anatomy's been around. This is what, the 20-something season?
Yeah, season 20.
Who's coming back? Did they say, or just...
No, they didn't. I'm trying to remember her fucking name. I loved her character. Arizona, I want to say.
It's not the ugly Asian chick with the big eyes, right?
Oh my god, if she would come back, I would freaking be in heaven.
Okay.
I want Yang back so bad. Like, this show is ass.
Uh-huh.
They need to bring back, like, the original fucking people.
Yeah.
Terrible. They keep trying to replace them with these newbies. I don't like them.
Yancy the Governor is in the chat, as well as El Gato says that's the worst hospital, because everyone dies in it. Doctors, nurses, and the fucking is that true? The janitors die in this one.
I don't think there was. Maybe there was. Dude, it's been 20 years. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Doctors and nurses have. Mm-hmm. I know that. I don't know about janitors.
So that's all you've been doing. You haven't done anything else for yourself this week. You've been playing your little tap tap game on the iPad.
Yeah, that's it. I'm catching up on podcasts. I'm like 7 hours behind on my podcast.
Oh, Jesus. What are you listening to again? Your little country music one or some shit?
Yeah, I'm 7 hours behind on that one.
What's going on in the world of country music that they can talk about? Is like corn growing a certain way this year, or the fuck are they talking about? Like, what do they talk about?
Like, talk about tractors and drinking beer and
I can get down with that. Tractors, beer,
square dancing.
You can't get down with beer anymore, but you know, the holy get up all down, do the line dancing.
I don't know. Yeah, I haven't been doing anything.
Well, shit, I've been watching some stuff. I just finished watching a movie actually called Dream Scenario. Have you seen that one? It's on the Max app. It's actually like the billboard when you open up the app. It's right there. The first thing you see, it's got Nicolas Cage. Fucking Nicolas Cage.
You don't like him, I thought.
I don't.
So why'd you watch it?
You know what? I don't like old Nicolas Cage. Like the 1994 Raising Arizona was his only good movie until this one. This movie was really fucking strange, man. And you know I love me some Nightmare on Elm Street. I love Freddy Krueger, the whole, you know, dream demon thing. This movie, and it sent me down a little bit of a rabbit hole here. Because apparently this is based off of a true story where this person was showing up in people's dreams. Like, multiple people saw the same person in dreams. Like, random places, different countries, all over the world. People saw this motherfucker in a dream. And this is kind of what this movie's based off of. And Nicolas Cage plays this professor.
But wasn't that what Nightmare on Elm Street was based off of?
No, Nightmare on Elm Street was based off of one of Wes Craven's dreams, actually. He had a dream.
Oh, he had the dream. He heard about other people's dreams, and then he came up with the idea.
He had a dream about it, and that's how he got the Freddy Krueger person. But you're right. The idea for it came from a Chinese kid who stayed up. He tried to stay awake.
Right, all night long.
And he was eating caffeine pills and whatnot, and he died in his sleep, and that's what they
based
off
the idea. Okay, so it's basically the same type of thing. Okay.
Yeah. I fucking love Freddy. Whoa, hold on a second. Yancy the Governor says Freddy Krueger series coming soon. Don't you be fucking with me, Yancy. Are you serious? Is this true?
Who's going to be playing
him? You know what? I actually really like Freddy's Nightmares. I'm like one of the only people that like that series. If they come out, Rob Zombie's dumb sold.
Rob Zombie what?
Rob Zombie's doing it.
Oh.
And I'd love me some House of a Thousand Corpses. Put his wife in it. Make her do... I don't care what she does. Make her be Nancy's mom. Sherry Moon? She's fucking great too, man. She plays a really good, crazy chick. I'm excited for this now. I have to look this up. That's really cool. Rob Zombie's doing it. He makes it really... I'm fucking excited, man. Breaking news on the show right there. This probably came out like 4 months ago. Everyone knew about this but me because I'm way behind. I'm fucking watching Sex in the City for the first time, people. And let me get into that. But this dream scenario was really good, though. I would recommend checking it out. It's got a really good twist in there, and it's fucking awesome. Really entertaining
movie.
You
can't say that there's a twist because now people are waiting for it.
Not really. I mean, to me, it was a twist because I'm fucking high all the time, and everything twists to me. You want to talk about the ghost today?
No, because you know what? One thing did happen to me today.
Wait a second. You didn't tell me about this.
No, because I was just like, what the fuck?
All right, so, let me do mine first.
Yes, please do
because
yours.
Because you were part of this and I forget, because my edibles are kicking in pretty hard. So, it's going to be on Max Yancey. Oh my God, that is amazing. I can't wait to check that out. But, so I'm sitting here watching TV or whatever the hell I'm doing. All of a sudden, in the closet, just a piece of paper falls, and I'm like, what the fuck, dude? In the closet, all day long, nothing's going on. There's nothing in here that's blowing any air. I don't have a fan going. There's no vents or anything in the closet that would, you know, blow air hard enough to knock anything over. All of a sudden, it just falls. I'm like, you motherfucker. We have a ghost in this house. I am starting to become convinced.
But see, you're talking, you're skipping so much. This is going on for days.
It has days. No, well, we weeks, had weeks, the, weeks now.
Two or 3 days. We've had there are folders in the closet.
Yeah.
A pile of folders. Like school folders that the kids would use for school or whatever. They're on the shelf. A couple days ago those completely fell. Like flew off the shelf and onto the ground for like no fucking reason. And so you came out and told me, you're like, these folders just went flying. And like, okay. And of course, I'm laughing. I'm like, okay, there. Yeah. So we picked them up. We put them back. Within like 5 minutes, they fell again. And I'm like, okay, did you put them in the same spot? So then you moved them.
To a much higher spot.
To a higher spot. More they were secure, very yeah. completely stable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they fell again.
Again. Just kept fucking
and
happening.
And I'm like, okay, that's fucking weird. And then today was the paper. The paper yeah. went flying.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck this. Maybe something is trying to tell us something. I'm like, let me look at these papers in these folders. Yeah. And I look through the folders and there's a couple random things in there. But I'm like, I don't understand. Like, what is the point of this shit just flying for no reason? So I don't know.
Is it possible for you to get... I don't know why I would want to get Vince Russo... Are you possible for you to get Vince Russo on here?
No, why are we still talking about H&G people? We're over them.
All right, so what were you saying?
No, I'm talking about the ghost.
So
I just find that weird.
You said there was something else, though.
Oh, when I was on the couch today, a loud bang came at the front door. And I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Mm-hmm.
And then both dogs are looking at me. And then looking at the door. So I'm like, well, let me go and check and see what's at the door. Because we do have something that's coming in the mail that hasn't moved. And I'm like, well, maybe something randomly got delivered.
Yeah.
That because we're both dying to know what the hell it is. It's just some mysterious package that we don't even know. So I open the door and absolutely nothing. Nothing out there. No one's out there. And I'm like, Faith is looking at me like, bitch, what the hell is going on? So I don't know. It's just random.
That's fucking
very
when did this
random.
Happen?
Like 2 hours ago.
Oh shit! See, you didn't tell me this. I'm
no,
here about this
I,
the
well,
first
usually
time.
You hear me open the front door because it's loud. Yeah. But
that's insane, man. But yeah, so besides that, I watched Sex in the City, and I was asked actually in our channel today. Missy wanted to know who my favorite guys were. I guess to end up with the girls because these girls are sluts. You know, they fucking bang a bunch of people and whatnot. So I said I'd answer on the show after I gave it some thought. And I'm actually almost done with the show. I got about 7 more episodes to go. I'm going to hit the season finale of this show. And then I'm going to move on to the... I guess they have some new show called Something Like That or Just Like That, I think it's called, where it's The Girls Came Back minus...
Is that before or after the movie?
Kim Cattrall. This one's
watch
after the
order.
Movie. Yeah, this one's after the movie. You have to watch them. These bitches are getting older and older. So I think I'm going to do that and have a final review.
After everything's done?
Oh, I don't think I should just do it like piece by piece because it's kind of like, you know, you end one saga and go to the next one and the next
yeah.
one. So like 3 different parts, whatever. Really good show, though. It's better than I remembered. And I only got to maybe the second, third season, maybe when I watched the first run. Really good stuff. And to answer your question, Missy, for Carrie, my favorite guy she dated was Berger. They have a really good relationship, even though they have horrible sexual chemistry. Which is part of the gag, you know, like they're like the perfect couple when they're out with their friends, but then they try to clap later on in the day and it's like the worst and they try to figure it out. And they're like, what's wrong? We're so good in public. So they're trying to recreate a public scene in bed. They put like salt and pepper shakers in the bed like they were out.
Oh my God.
But it worked. And then they finally got their mojo. It was a stupid show gag, but they're a good couple together. Samantha, I'd like to see her with Richard. Richard and her were perfect together, I thought, because he has the same kind of, you know, shit she's into. She's a really kinky one. And he's a kinky one.
Yeah.
They just work together. Charlotte, obviously, Harry is freaking amazing. He's this Jewish lawyer guy that she got hooked up with to get a divorce from her other husband. She hooked up with that guy, and now they're together. Just pretty cool. And Miranda's the redhead. I like her with Steve. That's her baby daddy. Hmm. So I like that one. But other than that, man, the show's really good. I'm just about done with it. So, you know. I'll probably give that one a really high score. I think it's definitely worth a watch if you haven't watched it before. You should probably check it out. I think you'd like it.
I don't know.
But other than that, I do have a story I wanted to talk to you about. Did you see this one? Now, this one was sent in specifically for you because you love cats so much. So this woman insists her roommate get rid of 6 cats, so he shoots her 10 times.
Why not just move out?
I mean, why the fuck would you need 6 cats?
I've lived with 9.
And of your own, or was this like a...
I lived in a house with 9, yeah. And I loved them all. Like, yeah. Give me all the cats. I didn't give a shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, if you're not a cat person, why are you living there? Just move the fuck out.
Well, listen to this one. So the age-old debate over how many indoor cats is too many nearly got a Florida woman killed when she told her new roommate his growing herd was more than she could handle.
Rather, oh, a guy had them?
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm sure he was getting a lot of action. Rather than put the 6 cats outside, 59-year-old Glenn White shot the woman 10 times, then slapped the phone out of her hand when she tried to call 911, according to the Lee County Sheriff's Office. She ended up in a hospital, and he ended up in jail. I mean, seriously, over a fucking cat?
Yeah, it's not worth it.
What length would you go through if someone's like, get rid of your fucking cats? How serious would it have to get for you to
pump some fucking... No, I would kick them out.
Yeah.
I'm not dealing with that. These are my animals.
So, White wasn't evicted from his home March 4th, and the victim allowed White to stay at a residence. White moved in with his 3 cats, and every day White has been bringing a cat home with a total of 6.
Oh, God. Well, that's a little different.
Yeah, that's fucking nuts.
Because you're staying with somebody. Mm-hmm. You moved in, you have 3, and you're bringing... This isn't your home.
Yeah.
Like, you're staying there because you got kicked out of somewhere. You can't just bring more and more animals in without a discussion to be had. Like, so that is a little... Not worth being shot over,
mm-hmm.
but that is a conversation that needs to be had, or you need to leave.
Yeah. So the victim and White have been arguing for the past couple of days about the cats and how the victim would like the cats to live outside the house instead of inside the house. On March 8th, the victim got tired of having all the cats inside the residence and told White she was going to place them outside in the lanai. She was in the process of tracking down the cats, and the suspect appeared in a doorway with a gun and began shooting. In the seconds that followed, she was shot 7 times in her lower extremities, 2 on her right rib and 1 on her left middle finger. So this guy was serious about his fucking cats, man.
Yeah, but that's rude.
Yeah.
I love cats too, but if you're staying with someone, like, that is rude as hell.
Yeah, it's called entitlement, man. That's why you don't do shit for people sometimes, man. You give someone an inch, they try to take a mile. That's just how it is sometimes, you know? But that's not why you're here today. I know you like hearing about cats, and just wanted to brighten your day with a nice cat story to start it up here. But we know this is your favorite show of the week, and I just have no idea why you love this one so much more than any other show.
Because it's the last one.
All right. Are we ready to get into some asshole stories today? I got some good ones for you today, and I think I'm going to get you a little bit tongue-tied on a few of these, because some of these are, you know, can go either way. Let's start with this one here. Am I the asshole for telling my aunt that she's the reason none of her nieces or nephews like her because of all the comments she recently made at a funeral?
Oh, God.
That's a fucking... mouthful of a title there. All right, so I'm a 21-year-old female. I come from a huge family where I have many cousins ranging from 25 years old to 7. One thing all my cousins and I have in common is that we all dislike this aunt, who's 56, and we're going to call her E for the sake of the story. E has a horrible habit of commenting on the bodies of myself and all of my cousins. And today was a bad day for my family because we had to go to a funeral for an uncle, and because of this, a lot of the family were in formal wear. All day today, E has been making comments about everyone. So everyone's got a family member like this, though, right? We just can't bring him anywhere. Most fucking, like, you know, worst times
are saying there's always someone that you can't bring.
Yeah.
But my, like, I don't know. My family members don't comment on each other's body types. Like, mm-hmm. not, especially not to their face.
Yeah.
My dad will behind your back. Like, my dad is a fucking creep, is what he is.
Dude, he says some fucked up shit.
He's a fucking creep.
Yeah.
But he'll say things like when the person's not around. Mm-hmm. So I can't imagine like having a family member say it to my face. I'm sure he says a shit ton of stuff about me, but yeah, you know, but whatever.
So all day today, he has been making comments about everyone. For some context, she looked at the 7-year-old and told her she should have worn a skirt that reached her ankles because she has horrible cankles. She told a male cousin of mine who was crying to man up and wipe his tears away because he was embarrassing her by crying.
It's a funeral.
Yeah. And she told me that I should have worn leggings on my dress because you could see all the scars on my legs with the one I was wearing. I was in a bad accident 1.5 years ago and it left me with large patches of scars that I'm not insecure about. So this all boiled over and we were at my parents' house tonight and she was talking with my mother and her other sisters and decided to tell them that they needed to tell their children to go on diets and exercise or they'd become obese.
So yeah. Oh my God, I could never be around this family member ever.
Yeah, people like that are a real fucking joy, you know,
yeah, just be around. This is someone I would never talk to.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, it's a funeral, dude. You're supposed to bring people together. You're not supposed to run people down and make them want to jump in a casket.
Even if it's a family reunion or a Christmas or something, you don't say things like that at all.
Yeah. I mean, shit, there's a time and a place. So I will admit that I snapped and yelled at her that she needs to get a life and get a grip on herself and that she should realize that none of her nieces and nephews love her, that her own children just barely tolerate her, that her making comments every time she's around people and trying to put them down makes everyone hate her. She started bawling her eyes out when I said that, and I was told by my mother that I was extremely disrespectful to tell her that, and we had literally just left her brother's funeral. So my cousins are all on my side, that I was right to say it, but I'm getting messages that I was an asshole for telling her that on the day of her brother's funeral. Am I the asshole here?
Kinda are.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate to say it, but she is.
That's the wrong time to say it.
I agree.
The bitch needed to hear it. But that's the wrong time to say it. You don't say it at her brother's funeral.
Yeah.
I would never be around this person.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. I could, like, this is someone that would drive me insane. I could never be around them. Mm-mm.
There's a time and a place to make your comments.
Yeah, this person's an asshole. I feel bad for them. You don't need to be hearing comments like this, but that day, you should have just been the bigger person and shut your mouth and wait till the next time.
Yeah, I mean, I am all about calling somebody out. I really am. I fucking call people out all the time. Especially when they need it, man. And this woman needed it. Just not right then. Yeah, not then. Exactly. Yancy says, wait till the next day. I agree with you, man. It's absolutely fucked up. Just do it.
And the way she did it, though, she's like, no one loves you. Like, none of your nieces. That's a little harsh, too.
Because you're immediately bringing everybody into it.
Yeah.
And just
I would have just been like,
so
bitch,
small.
Can you just calm down and shut the fuck up? No one needs to hear your stupid, snarky comments all the time. Yep. Like, I would have said something like that.
Yeah.
Let her know, but you don't have to go right for the jugular. Like, that was nasty.
I mean, she went right for it. She went right for the
killer shot.
So,
this person's an asshole.
Absolutely. Jesus. All right, so that was a nice easy one for you to get broken in. You feeling all right now? You feeling good?
Yeah, I'm glad that's not my family member, though.
Man.
Say what you want behind my back, and I don't want to hear it in my face.
Dude, seriously, man. You fucking go to a funeral like, man, I better drop 10 pounds. You know what? Susie's going to be there talking shit.
Oh, my God. It's crazy.
Well, you tell her just close your legs. It smells like a fish market in there. I like that one. There you go. Fight fire with fire, man. All right, here you go. Am I the asshole for not wanting to let my autistic brother live with me and my husband? This is one of those tough ones, man, because, you know, it's your family member, and I know some people, you're either on one side or the other when it comes to family. You're either one of those people that's like, family's everything, man. You give up everything for family. And then you could be another kind of person who's like, you know, family's great and all, but eventually you all got to kind of split apart, you know. This isn't a forever situation. Like, well, I lived with my brothers and sisters when we were all kids, and now guess what? We all live apart. And that's the way it's supposed to be, right? So I get that part of it, too, where you just want your distance and... You shouldn't have to have everybody become your responsibility.
Growing up, though,
either.
You never, like, when you were in your 20s or whatever, you never wanted to live with, like, a sister or a brother or anything?
Never.
No?
Never.
I never did either.
Why do you think I
some
fucking
families
moved
do
states
that,
away?
You know? Yeah. I don't know.
I actually know some people, I talk about them occasionally, the Jewish family I knew growing up, they're like my best friends growing up, they all live together.
Yeah.
They all got a house together, 3 brothers, they all fucking live together and shit. Their wives live there. I'm like, that's fucking weird. Be a hell of a sitcom, though.
See, my friend, when we first got together, she lived with her boyfriend's family, and that was like 4 generations in one house.
Fuck that.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I couldn't.
Oh, my God.
There's no way I could do that. Like, that's.
It's a cultural thing, though. Yeah. In America, we're like the only culture that doesn't take care of your elders and whatnot, but we're getting off track here. So I'm a 29-year-old female who got married to my husband last month. I have two older sisters, 33 and 35, and a younger brother who's 24 that has autism. You know why? Because of the fucking age disparity there, man. Mom waited too long. You think so? It was like an 11-year age gap. From 35. You know, they're saying, I mean, we all know the real reason for autism isn't that mom getting older. They're trying to put it on the woman. It's the shit they're stabbing the baby with right afterwards. That's what the fuck I'm doing it. That's a story for another day. And we're going to get fucking pulled from YouTube now, thanks to you and your shit.
You brought the fucking story. I didn't say anything.
Damn it. All right. So,
God.
I don't have a good relationship with my mom and brother because my whole life I saw how she was spoiling him because of his autism. If he wanted something, even canceling plans like my college graduation trip was just things that had to happen because he had autism. So she's jealous. He was also never taught any chores and threw a tantrum when he was asked to do simple things like cleaning his own dishes. The argument was always, you must understand he has autism. So I was happy to move out and live with my partner. At my wedding, my mom took me to the side and said how happy she was that my brother will live with me and my husband.
Whoa.
Never discussed. I don't have anything else to say, but I was shocked. No one ever told me this, or my husband, about this plan. I asked what she was talking about, and her answer was, isn't it obvious? He likes you the most, and you have the money.
What?
So they're just pawning this poor fucking kid off. Who?
The mom needs a break, is what it is.
By no fault of his own, he has autism. He just needs a place
to stay. She's been dealing with her for 24 years, and she thinks one of her other kids, it's time to deal with
that's all fucked up.
Yeah, no.
That's your kid, man. You made the motherfucker. We didn't. You know, that's the thing. They shouldn't have to take care of him.
No.
So it's the parents' responsibility. I mean,
you
I would
also
never...
need to teach them life skills, too. Like that. So she's in the mom's in the wrong for that.
Some of them can't.
No, some of them can't. But, like, I don't know. She didn't teach him anything?
I don't know,
like, I find that weird.
Well, maybe he's not capable of it. Some of them just, they're all fucking different. It's a weird thing.
I know.
Man.
It's
there's no right or wrong answer to it. So anyway, needless to say, I was furious. It was my wedding, and she was trying to force me and my husband to take care of the brat that she created. Nah, she fucking doesn't even like the kid. You're going to pawn him off on a kid she hates, her brother. She fucking hates the kid. You're the way she's writing about him anonymously, she's calling him a brat. What did she say to him personally?
Yeah.
I would fucking hate to hear what she calls him. I said that I won't let my brother ruin her lives, and she can forget about that nonsense. Now she and part of my family are calling me an unselfish a selfish asshole, but on the other side, my family and friends are on my side, so we're split 50-50. Am I the asshole?
I don't think... See, the way she's talking about him, I think she's an asshole.
Yeah.
But I don't think she's an asshole for not wanting him to live with her. I think the mom is an asshole for implying, like, that's what's going to happen. Like, bitch, wait a minute. This was never discussed.
Yeah, it's like, who the fuck...
Because I got married, all of a sudden I had to take him in?
Yeah.
Like, so I understand her frustration. Like, that would aggravate me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this was never in the plan. Like, why all of a sudden do I have to take care of him? Like, that's... Like, yeah, so I would be aggravated, but I don't...
Yeah.
The way she talks about her brother, though, like, that pisses me off.
That's complete bullshit.
It's not the brother's fault.
Absolute bullshit. So what do you think, asshole?
I don't think they're an asshole.
No?
No, I think the mom's an asshole. The mom shouldn't be, like just implying, like, well... Yes, you can take him now. Like, what the hell? That's so fucking weird. Yeah. That's so weird.
Just
you got married,
off.
You got money, so now you can have him. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, poor kid. I'm there
I
with
feel
you.
Feel terrible for him. Like, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's messed up, man. But that's, you know, what else are you going to do? The mom's going
to
eventually...
The mom needs to step the fuck up and keep on doing what the hell she's been doing. Because, you know what? That's your kid.
I mean,
period.
I mean, we're in the exact same shoes here, you know?
Jesus
Christ. It's a sad situation.
Yeah.
It's tough. Poor kid.
Yeah, no idea what's going to happen when we're both gone.
Yeah, hopefully.
We're fucked. So.
Hopefully the asteroid hits and takes us all out together.
That would be a wonderful fucking thing.
That would be amazing. If I ever looked outside and saw a bright white light in the mushroom cloud and fucking all of a sudden you just hear destruction coming your way, I'd be like, yes.
God.
The last thing I would do is look up at the camera and go, chica-chica. All right. Am I the asshole for refusing to take down a picture that has my son's dead name on it?
Oh, shut up.
I think we're going down the path of the LGBTQ plus community.
Shut up.
Doo-doo. All right, let's see what the LGBT fucktards are up to today. Am I the asshole for refusing to take down a picture that has my son's dead name?
Because you know what? Yeah. You gave him that fucking name.
Yeah.
That's a name that he was born with. You gave it to him.
Yeah.
I would keep that shit on the fucking wall.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't care. Oh, you want to go by a different name now? Well, good for you. Well, that's but the this person, is what I named you.
That's the person that I took a picture of. That's the person on my wall.
Oh, my God.
You want your picture up next to that person on the fridge, too? You want that, too? Go ahead and take it, you know? So I'm a 42-year-old female. I have a son named Ben who's 19 with my husband, Tom. Ben was born as a girl and realized by 16 that he wanted to transition and go from female to male.
Oh, Lord.
Me and Tom weren't initially supportive. It should have been Tom and I, bitch. And I looked longer, and I took longer to come around, and only did so after Tom passed in an accident. And I realized how distant my relationship with Ben was. When Ben was born, Tom got a tattoo of our then-daughter's name on his arm, and we have a lovely picture together of me, Tom, and Ben at a few months old at the beach where Tom's tattoo is visible. Ben doesn't like me to keep a picture up of him past when he was a kid or older and still female presenting, so I only have pictures out in the house of him as a toddler or an adult now. The only picture that I have not agreed to take down is the one of us at the beach. I really like that one, and Ben's only issue is the tattoo, but for me, it's one of my happiest moments that day, and I don't want to take it down. Ben is very upset about me keeping that picture up and says I'm being cruel as it reminds him of his dead name. There is a thing to add on here, but I'll let you get in your initial thoughts here. Bend over.
This kid needs to fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
Period. She, yeah. Like, she really, like, she's going above and beyond by getting rid of every other single picture, yeah. Except for the one.
Yeah.
That's one that she wants to keep.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be that big of a deal. So this kid needs to get the fuck over it.
Absolutely. I am so with
get
you
the
there,
fuck
man.
Over it. It's one goddamn, she got rid of everything else.
Yeah. I mean, I don't hate the trans community. I really don't hate these people, man. I just hate the bullshit, how, like, you have to, like, alter your reality to fit their bullshit, you know? It's like, that's what you believe, you think you're this, you're that. That's fine. You can let your freak flag fly. Just do your own thing, you know? But don't force me to be a part of your situation here. I'm not going to, you know, call you a female. I'm not going to call you this or that, whatever. If you give me a name to call you, you go by Danielle. You used to be Kevin. Fine, I'll call you Danielle. But if you ask me if you're a female or a male, I'm going to tell you what you are. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to make up some shit to make you feel better. It's so fucking egotistical of these people to think that we just have to erase our own, you know, belief of what's right and wrong, what's real and fake for them. And now this woman has to erase a fucking memory of something that happened. Because yeah. This person feels a certain way. Oh, just let me wave my magic fucking rainbow-colored wand and everyone just believes what I believe. Like, no, we're not going to fucking lower ourselves to your fucking belief. You got to just live in your own altered reality, but don't force us to live in it with you.
I mean, seriously, they should be happy that they got rid of everything else. They're not hanging up school pictures or anything.
It's like, fucking, how much more do you people
want, literally,
man?
They got rid of everything except for the Tyler pictures and all the adult pictures. So,
yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
Like, let it go. It's one picture. Just don't look at it or don't go in that room or something. I don't know. Let her have her one memory that she fucking wants.
I would have to say, you're pretty much like a fucking pig, you know? Like, you give a pig a little bit of a snack, and they fucking want more, and you keep feeding them and feeding them. They're like, fucking, they just want more. It's how these people are. So anyway, here's the ETA here. Tom passed when Ben was still presenting as female, so the only photo I have of us three that Ben likes is the one of us at the beach where Ben is a lot younger and wearing a gender-neutral outfit. Also, the photo was up in the hallway portion just outside my bedroom, which is not anywhere near Ben's room and will not be seen by house guests unless they come in my room. So this person wants to know if they're the asshole here.
No. No.
What do you think?
There's no fucking question. No. Yeah. It's a memory that she has, like, of her dead husband and her kid all together.
Yeah.
On a beach. Like, get over it.
All right, so am I the asshole for refusing to apologize in order to make a group comfortable again? There's a nice, perfect segue one for you. I'm in a group of women who meet once a month to play a board game. The group is led by Kylie, whose best friend is Harper. I really enjoy the group except for Harper. Harper and I quietly detest each other, although we are always civil to each other until now. Harper is a loud, no-tact type who is highly catty and critical of others, so I like Harper.
Yeah.
Harper's my favorite character on the show.
You like catty people.
I fucking love it, except for this catty prick that keeps coming in the chat. She's a lawyer and often brags about how she wins cases using disgusting tactics she's proud of. At her last gathering, she was bragging she had won a custody case for a client who had stupidly told the truth about something, was naive, and etc., and called him an idiot. But she won the case anyway because she's that damn good. She gave a lot of private details about the case. I recognized that the client was my cousin. A very nice person who had used up his savings to pay for legal help regarding custody with a nasty ex.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
That's bad. You're not supposed to be isn't that stuff supposed to be like confidentiality or something?
Yeah. That's fucking hilarious. I mean, you're supposed to, client, patient.
I guess probably doctors come home and discuss stuff, just don't client say the names. Privilege?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
You know, so I guess it's normal, but you just happen to know the person that they're talking about. That's gotta suck.
There's an episode of Sex and the City where Samantha was banging some guy who was like a stock guy. She was getting insider stock trading. She got arrested for it later on. So here we go. It was just too much. I told her I knew the person. Their only mistake was being nice and decent. She was a no-class jerk, was breaking laws about confidentiality, and I was going to turn her in for it. She said nothing and left. I told my cousin. He was shocked. He's thinking of giving her a poor review on social media because you know that's going to hurt her. Kylie is very upset with me. She said that while she thought her friend was out of line, I should have spoken privately to Harper. She wants me to apologize to Harper to soothe the waters so the group can feel comfortable again. She also said that she didn't want me to leave the group. Several in the group have already called me to voice their support, and I suspect they called her too. I said no apology. Harper should be apologizing. Kylie's still upset and begging me to apologize. Am I the asshole for refusing since it means the group will be tense instead of relaxed? Yeah, maybe I should have talked to her in private. What do you think?
I don't know, man. Yeah. I guess not.
Yeah. What do you think?
I don't know. I guess no.
Yeah.
The hell with that.
I don't know, man. This is one of those things where I hate when people are told to apologize. If they feel like they don't owe an apology, then fuck it, they can't be wrong. Not the asshole.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
An apology can't be forced. That's why it's always so disingenuous when people are like, you gotta apologize. Unless it comes from the heart.
Yeah, if someone tells you to apologize, then you're just doing it because you were told to do it.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
I don't get it, man. All right, so let's check this one out here. Am I the asshole for not wanting my wife on the deed to our new home?
Yep.
Immediately she goes, yes. And why?
Because this is a home that you're getting together.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck if it's your money. I don't give a fuck what the hell. You're the only one working. Like, I don't give a shit. You're buying a house. This is your wife. The deed is in both your names. That's it.
Yeah.
It's different than an apartment. This is like, this is a permanent fucking thing. Like, no. Like, yeah. Her name needs to be on there.
I mean, the thing is this is already setting a bad precedent at the beginning of the marriage.
Yeah, there's got to be a damn good reason, and I can't even think of one.
Yeah.
I can't even think of one that you would not put your wife. It's not a girlfriend. This is a wife.
Yeah.
You're married, so if you're getting a house, then put her goddamn name on there.
How would you feel if we were buying this house and we're like, oh, aren't you excited? We picked out the dream home. We're going to live here. We got a white fence. We're going to get dogs. And I'm like, yeah, all right, I'm going to sign the paperwork.
Yeah, but see, that didn't happen.
No, it didn't. But how would you feel, though? I mean, like, obviously, we have a lot of trust. Yeah, we're going to get it for a long time.
That wouldn't happen. Yeah. No. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, no. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I wouldn't look at him the same. Like, motherfucker, why? Like, so you can kick my ass out whenever the fuck you want? Mm-hmm. Like, no. There better be. I can't think of a really good reason for this to happen.
Dude, I have no clue.
You're married. Why would you want? Even if her credit is bad, even if she's got shit ass credit, it's on the deed and it's not on the loan.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So, oh, goodness.
Cheerio. My wife and I have been married for 3 years and have generally kept our finances separate. We were both working when we got married, although I make significantly more. She stopped working when we had a kid, at which time I set up a joint account funded entirely by me for her to use for expenses. We both owned homes prior to our marriage and kept both. We've been living in my home, and she didn't want to rent her home out and uses it more or less like a vacation property. That fucking off to a good start, those two, aren't they?
Yeah.
We recently found a new home to buy together, but it will require at least one of the homes we own to be sold in order to afford. Now it makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
So because she doesn't want to get rid of hers, she wants to use it as a vacation home.
Yeah.
I still don't like it, man.
Yeah.
I really don't.
She does not want to sell her place, nor does she want to contribute any of her substantial liquid investments to our new house. She claims her contribution is staying at home and taking care of the baby. For what it's worth, I have never encouraged her to go back to work and told her we can arrange childcare. I told her I did not expect her to pay half of the down payment since we have a disparity in income, nor do I expect her to contribute to the monthly payment since she's not working, but that if she wants to be in the deed, she needs to contribute some reasonable amount of her savings. Listen, this guy is 100%
I don't like this guy.
I like him.
I don't, because there's a compromise here.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, I understand where he's coming from, but I think that there's a compromise. They are married at this point. Like, they're together. They're one. So I think that she needs to go on this deed, and I think he needs to go on the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Or have that, the ultimatum. Yeah. Well, then, if you want to be on this deed, then we need to figure out how to get me on that deed.
Yeah.
So we both own both houses. Like, I see where he's coming from, but I don't think it's just like, no, mm-hmm. you can't be on this deed. We need to talk about this because it's not fair.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is that she didn't really chip in anything, so why the fuck does she need to be on this?
That's I'm not question. Chipping on anything.
Yeah.
But, and I'm on it.
Well, no. We use your inheritance part, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, but...
But even I mean, so, I mean, that's, I mean, like, we're not like that, but just in their situation, we're putting ourselves in their shoes with what they got going on.
See, I mean,
their situation is different.
I completely see where he's coming from, but I think there's a compromise. Mm-hmm. I really do. You're married, so it's not like... I think it's weird.
Yeah.
If you want to get the house that you're purchasing together and just put your name on it,
yeah,
I would do both names, and then he has to 100% be put on her house, too.
Yeah.
You have to be fair.
Absolutely. She's accused me of not valuing her work as a mom. Incidentally, I work full-time and contribute more than my fair share of childcare on evenings and weekends. And so if I wanted things to be fair, I can carry and deliver a next baby or myself.
Oh, my God.
Am I the asshole here? I don't think so.
I do. I do because I think there's another way to go about it. And for some reason, he's not thinking like that. He's just
What's your
like...
solution?
I just said it. They need to have a talk. If she wants to be on this deed, then he has to be on the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So you own equal shit.
Yeah.
He sold his house so they could buy this new one. So I get where he's coming from. But, it, like, you're married. So what you buy is together.
JJ said he kicked that bitch out.
Well, you could
I'm
do that
down
too.
With that too.
You could do that too because she's got her own damn place.
I mean, she's got her own place. You know what she wants?
She's got a backup plan.
She wants her hand in his pocket, and she wants everything on the side, which is smart for her. I mean,
right? She has a backup plan.
If I was her dad, I'd be proud, but I'd also be saying, "Bitch, you're asking for a little too much here. You got your own house, keep it."
Which is why I'm saying there needs to be compromise. Like,
yeah.
Both names be on both.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I mean, because, like, the way my perfect dream for us, at least, would be, like, when we pass, leave the house to the kids, and if they decide to get married or whatever, they keep this as something for them in case you get divorced and I don't want you on your
ass.
I
need a place to stay. Yeah.
I need you to have a place that can always be yours, you know? That is my dream for them to have. That just, I don't care what the house looks like in 50 years. It's something for you to fucking sleep in if something goes down, you know what I mean? That's what I want, to leave them something. So... I understand why she's doing what she's doing, but she's being a little stingy. This guy's not the asshole.
He's an asshole.
Because you're a woman.
Because he's going about it the wrong way.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, because this would, to me, I would be so pissed off. I think if you sat her down and, like, explained the situation and explained how it looked on your end.
Mm-hmm.
And if she refused, then you know what? Fuck her. Then she doesn't go on the deed. And that's it.
She must be a Democrat. Yeah, probably.
Like, you have to talk about it. Like, I feel like there is no conversation to be had, no compromise at all.
No.
It's just like, no, you're not going on it. So, for that, I think he's an asshole.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I got
fuck them. They're all assholes today.
Why are you in such a bad mood today, damn it?
Well, maybe they were. I can't remember. Were they assholes earlier? I don't know. But this one is definitely an asshole.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so here we go. Here's one for you. Am I the asshole? I can't keep our roach problem under control, and it's causing my husband. It's because my husband leaves food around.
Yuck!
This is fucking brutal, man.
Disgusting, man.
Dude, I've talked about this in a show before because I don't give a fuck, man. I was poor. We were poor as fuck growing up, man. Growing up, we were some poor motherfuckers. My mom raised five of us by herself. Did a hell of a job. You can see how fucking screwed well together my head is, you know, as an adult. But no, we had a fucking disgusting house, though, man. Growing up, we had cockroaches, those little German ones, those little fucking brown ones that don't die no matter what you do. They will always survive. So I already feel this pain. I can feel myself, like, itching right now because of the story. So this is going to be a tough one to get through. So my husband's 32, I'm 29. We've been together for 6 years, married for two of them. We both grew up in Michigan, and that's where we lived for the first 4.5 years of our relationship. A year and a half ago, we moved to Plano, Texas for work. My job transferred me to the office down here, and he works as a freelance personal trainer, so he can live anywhere. A freelance personal trainer. What do you think the demand is for this guy? You think he's making a lot of money?
He could. Depends on how much he charges an hour. Yeah. I mean, he might only have to work like 2-3 days a week. Who the hell knows?
Saturday Night Smoke says, we're so poor, we stole food from the cockroaches. And that's fucking poor, man.
I stole food from my friend's house.
Yeah. You did.
Yeah.
Well, you were a klepto. You guys had money. You were just a klepto, right?
No. That's at the time where I was living with my dad's girlfriend when I first got kicked out of my mom's house. I had, no food. Because my stepsister would hide all the food in her bedroom and lock the fucking door.
Yeah.
And it was, a key lock. I couldn't, she literally had a grocery store in her fucking room. Mm-hmm. And there was no food in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So I would go to my friend's house after school. And if she ran into the bathroom or went to go check the mail or whatever, I was in the cabinets immediately and grabbing whatever I could. Not a ton. I would grab one can of, soup or something and bring it home. I'm sure they knew.
Their parents are probably like, man.
I'm sure they knew. But, I was over there every day.
They probably set their daughter down and be like, what the fuck's wrong with Nerdette, man? We fucking God. Come.
That was, it was terrible, over. Man. That
every
was.
Time she comes over, man.
That was the, that was the worst situation that I lived in.
We're missing a can of Cheerios and there's a couple of Bud Lights missing out the fridge. Where the fuck?
9 cats, 2 rabbits, a ferret, 2 dogs, and all the food was in my fucking my stepsister's bedroom, locked the fuck away. That's the situation I was living in.
Oh, Jesus.
And in my bedroom, there was a fucking nasty smelling ferret.
Yeah.
That would escape its cage.
I didn't think ferrets had a
and
smell.
And come jumping around the fucking room all night. I don't like ferrets. They're disgusting. I would wake up with it jumping on my bed.
I was always under the impression they were very clean animals.
I don't care. They stink. And if you're waking up at 2 a.m. with it on you, jumping around, it's not a pleasant thing.
You know, somebody told me that if you fucking put a ferret in a circular room, they go insane and fucking kill themselves or some shit.
Really?
I don't know where the hell I heard that. You can fact check me. Go on Google right now, live in the chat. Let me know how much full of bullshit I am. But
that was hell, man. That was 2 years of my life, man. That was hell.
Yeah. When I was a kid, my alcoholic brother would throw leftovers in a table for the bugs because they're hungry too, he said. It took forever to get rid of them. You know what we used to do with the cockroaches? No shit. We would fucking throw them in the fish tank because we were too poor to feed the fish, and the fish would eat those motherfuckers and each other.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. But my mom always had fucking birds in
the
house.
You had birds and fish, but you didn't.
We had birds and fish that weren't even fed. She would have them, and they would just be itching to get out of that cage because I don't know what the fuck was going on in my house. Yeah. It was a weird place, man. So anyway,
man,
the pay
thank is... God these kids never had to deal with any of that crazy
Dude,
shit, man.
It was a different lifetime ago, man.
These kids never... Yeah. When they were babies, there were moments where we lost cable or we lost power for, a day. But never, they'll never remember any of it.
JJ said we would use Raid all day for months. Dude, I used to go to school smelling like Raid. They would be like, what kind of fucking cologne is that? It smells like shit. Yeah, that's what I fucking bathed them pretty much. We would fucking set bombs in the house. We were too dumb to leave, so we just fucking sleep in the house with fucking roach bombs going off. We'd be dying, they weren't. What the fuck, man? So anyway, the pay is high for both of our careers here. Plus, being near Dallas, he has way more clients than he did in Michigan. Overall, it's a good choice, not only for our careers, but we also love the city. Unfortunately, Texas also has a lot of cockroaches. I guess we ain't never going to Texas. A few months ago, we noticed this little German cockroach started to show up. I mean, if you see one in your house, you might as well just burn the fucking house down and move, leave naked, jump in a swimming pool, fucking swim for a couple hours, get out of your hair and your skin. They're just disgusting, man. We had a story where they were in the guy's ear. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
In his ear for years. He had him, a whole family of them in there and shit.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Ugh.
They're the worst. It became a problem very quickly. We ended up in an infestation. After hiring an exterminator and also doing various do-it-yourself methods like boric acid, traps, etc., as well as keeping the place clean, we were able to reduce the amount of them by a lot. We determined it was our fault for them showing up in the first place. We're usually clean people, but admittedly we'd been slacking a bit. We're also used to living up north where roaches aren't as common. We agreed to be on top of the cleaning from here on out. I've been holding up to my end almost religiously. I'm cleaning every single day, taking out the trash every single day, as well as keeping any food in airtight containers. The problem is roaches are coming back because my husband has been leaving food out overnight. He likes a snack before he goes to bed, and he constantly leaves a container of food open on the counter.
Yuck! Why?
Yeah, this is a fucking slob, man.
Yuck, that's disgusting.
You gotta screen who the hell you're living with before you. I mean,
but she knows how he is. They've been together 6 years, married for two. This didn't just start happening.
Yeah.
You had to have known. You didn't become lazy overnight.
He's a real fucking scumbag, man. Just dirty bastard. I don't know, man. So what would you do here if you started seeing German cockroaches in your apartment?
I would flip the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, I would flip out.
So, where do we leave off here? We agreed to be on top of the cleaning from here on out. I've been holding up to my end. I'm cleaning every single day, and the problem is that the roaches are coming back because he keeps leaving the food out. He also leaves dirty dishes in the sink, even though we agreed we would never leave them in the sink overnight, and it's driving me crazy. No amount of communication has worked. He promises to clean, but then he doesn't. Here's where I may be the asshole. I just stopped cleaning up his food that he leaves out.
No, see, and now you're contributing to it now. You know that they're going to come.
Yeah.
And I get it. Like, that has got to be frustrating for her. They had to clean up after this freaking slob of a husband that she has. But at the same time, you can't leave it out.
I mean, this is not just a fucking disgusting thing. It's a health issue to have roaches in your house. You can't have them in your house, man. You got a baby. They shit over the place. There's like those little larva bombs over the place that they fucking drop.
Yeah,
They're not clean animals, man. They're not even animals. They're all fucking insects. Like, they'll be in your food. They're everywhere. You can't get rid of them, man.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
They're the fucking
worst.
And
now she's not cleaning. So it's just food piling up on top of food, on top of food, on top of food.
They will come with you. Yuck. You can't even... If you move, you have to shake everything out. You got to get rid of all your... I'm happy the house that we lived in, I'm happy that house burned down, man. Otherwise, I fucking will probably never escape these little bastards. It's fucking, I'm telling you, it's crazy, man. I leave it out on the counter, and then the next day when he tries to eat, I remind him of the roaches. They probably got it. He just gets disgusted and throws the food out. I stop the daily cleaning only to take out the trash as often as he does, which is once a week.
Oh, my God.
I let the house go, and we had a roach problem quickly again, which started an argument as he's saying I let it happen on purpose, and I told him I did. I wanted him to see what happens if we live like him. I wanted him to see firsthand just how little he contributes compared to me. So this bitch is just as nasty because she doesn't mind. She doesn't mind living in this fucking shit.
Yep, just to prove a point. That's disgusting.
Oh, look who it is. Crazy lady is in the house. What is going on, girl? How are you doing? I said, clearly you don't mind living with roaches considering you've not been making an effort. So at this point, why even bother? Unfortunately, the consequence of me not cleaning is now we have a lot of roaches again. So I'm having second thoughts about if I should have done things that way. What do you think? An asshole for being spiteful?
Yes. Yes. Because, like,
don't make it right.
No. Like, this is not how you prove a point. Because now your house is infested again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would have... I don't know. I don't know how you could get through to him. Maybe leave it and go and stay with a friend for a bit. And be like, dude, I can't. I can't live in a dirty, disgusting mess with food everywhere and roaches in the house.
Speaking of food, Crazy Lady says she's at the grocery store and we don't want her to forget about the eggs. We don't want her to forget about the garlic salt and the milk.
What?
And whatever else she went to the store
for. How do you know that's what she went to the store for?
Well, I just want to make sure she doesn't forget anything. She's at the grocery store and we are all friends here in the chat.
Well, the way you eat, she needs peanut butter.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, this peanut butter supercharges my high. Spiritual doctor into the chat. Maybe you can help us out with our ghost problem. But no, getting back to that story, though, I don't know. I mean, I understand the being spiteful part, and you have to teach people. Sometimes they don't learn, and they say the best way to teach a dog how to stop shitting, put their nose in it. Stop shitting in the house, you put their nose in their shit, and you say, bad
that
dog.
That doesn't happen. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, Crazy Lady says her husband goes through peanut butter like it's a drug as well, so maybe he's getting a little high as well, and he knows the power of peanut butter with edibles. That's why I do it.
Ridiculous.
All right, so I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
I agree with you there. So, listen, we're almost at our hour here,
mm-hmm.
which means we are at your favorite part of the show, and I think I know why this week. I think it's because you get a choice on the asshole story. Is that why?
Yeah, and we're doing one.
We're only doing one today.
Doing one.
We're only doing one because you are on fire tonight. You are in a mood.
I'm not on... Just because I labeled almost everybody an asshole doesn't mean I'm in a mood.
You are in a mood, lady.
I am right.
Which means tonight I'm the asshole story. No matter what I do. All right, so I'm going to give you a choice here. Whichever one we don't do today, we are going to have on the Monday show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want to say thanks, too, for all the feedback. A lot of great positive feedback on that show I had with Jenny the other day. And that was a great conversation, man. I got a lot of good feedback. So I want to say thanks, everybody. And for checking out her survey, there's a little survey thing you could take, like a quiz or some shit. So yeah, go check that out too and do the quiz and find out if you're a real woman or not if you don't know anymore. Because a lot of people are confused in 2024. We don't want them to, you know, forget what they are.
It's a quiz to see if you're a woman or not?
No, there's just a like personality quiz and stuff like that. You should do it yourself. But I can already tell you, you're a bitch. You don't
need a quiz. Can tell you I'm a bitch. I don't need a quiz to tell me that. I know that myself.
Oh, Katya, how you doing? Welcome to the chat. All right, so here we go. This person wants to know, am I the asshole for telling my many half-siblings that I am not signing up to be responsible for everyone? Or, am I the asshole for setting boundaries with my mother and not allowing her lengthy stays in my apartment?
Are you purposely getting stories like this or what? I feel like you're purposely doing this shit.
I think it's going to make you
do the mom
have some memories
one.
Here. I knew you were going to pick that
you
one.
Know, just fuck the bitch.
Any
man.
Reason in particular? Do you want to tell people about your experience living with your mom?
Not really. I talk about it way too much. Like I can't live with my mom. We don't get along. It just doesn't work. Yeah. Like, bitch, get the fuck out. That was the happiest moment of my life, throwing her goddamn luggage over the balcony.
Did it
get
feel
the
good?
Fuck out.
You yelled together. And what was the look on her face when you did that?
Oh, she was shocked. It was the first time in 22 years I ever talked back.
Popped the bully right back in the face, finally.
Took good me job. Until I was 22 years old before I ever did anything.
You slayed the dragon. Oh. I love it. All right, so my mother, who's 60, she comes to my one-bedroom, approximately 45-meter apartment, uninvited every few months and stays for about 2 weeks, sometimes longer. She says she comes to help my sister, who's 40, who has two young children. So why isn't she staying with the sister? She could help easier in the house.
Because the sister has children.
Yeah. That's where you want to be with the help, right, Grandma?
She probably doesn't want to stay there. She needs quiet time.
Yeah. Well, during her stay, she helps with cooking, cleaning, laundry, and nothing is too much trouble for her. I am grateful for her help, but there's another side to the story. As I mentioned, our apartment is small. I work from 9 to 5, and my fiancée is usually at home studying a course to improve her job prospects. When my mother visits, tensions arise between her and my fiancée.
Yeah, that's got to be annoying.
Mm-hmm. My mother can be offensive at times, instructing my fiancée on how to do things and constantly correcting her.
Yeah.
How did that make you feel?
This would drive me nuts. This is going to cause problems in the relationship.
Yeah. That's annoying, man. I hate
if
that
if a soon-to-be mother-in-law just invites herself over for 2 weeks and she's constantly nagging at you and poking at you and she won't fucking leave. I don't give a shit if she's doing laundry or cooking or whatever. Like, you're a nuisance and you're pissing me off and it's going to cause me to argue with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's... Like, I'd be like, get rid of this woman. Like, I can't live here. Yeah, this would drive me insane.
Yeah. I mean... The whole thing with this is, it's like, if you're a guest in someone's home, you never correct them. Even if you think you could do it better, you never correct them. If you're eating a meal at someone's house, and you ask for a medium rare steak, and the bitch is fucking bleeding when you get it, you fucking just eat the damn thing, and then you bitch about it later to someone else.
When you leave.
When you leave, you just bitch about it later. I mean, you just be gracious, you know? You don't fuck. This mom is pissing me off already. My fiance and I enjoy playing games in our free time as a way to de-stress, and we both love it. When my mother is around, she criticizes it, calls us derogatory names. When my fiancé mentioned to her that her own parents don't mind us playing games, my mother said to her that her parents are also retarded.
Oh my god.
She used a hard R there.
What is wrong with this woman, man?
That's fucked up, dude. I mean, this woman is just overstepping so many boundaries here. She also criticizes my fiancé for sometimes doing the dishes and tidying up, claiming it's essentially her job and that she's incompetent for letting me do it, although I don't mind at all, and we will always split chores evenly no matter what.
This is the thing. You're putting your nose into their relationship. Whatever works for them, works for them. Whether she's doing everything, he's doing everything, whether they're splitting it, hit 50-50, like, whatever happens between them is their business.
Yeah.
You, an outsider, I don't give a fuck if you're a mom or a mother-in-law or whoever the fuck you are, you coming into their house and then you're putting your nose in.
Yeah.
That would seriously piss me off. Like,
exactly.
I get rid of this bitch, or I'm out.
Exactly.
Because, oh my god, no.
So she's always also criticizing me for how I spend my money. She just has a problem with everything,
man.
There's
god,
people just...
Why are you staying there if you hate everything so much?
Yeah.
Why are you... Like, you literally hate everything that they do.
Mm.
But yeah. This is where you choose to stay, in this tiny-ass one-bedroom freaking apartment for 2 weeks at a time.
If you hate it that much, why the fuck do you stay here then? You know, this isn't a bed and breakfast, bitch. You don't have it your way. You can't complain to customer service. You come here, you get free shit, and you shut the fuck up.
Yeah, this would not fly. I would lose my mind. We would be arguing. Like, it would not be good.
It just wouldn't last now.
And if my dad stayed here and it was happening with my dad, like, we would be arguing. Like, this, yeah. Either way, it just would not be good. This is not good for the two of them.
When I mentioned that my fiancé and I wanted to start building a house together, she became even more furious and called me all sorts of names. After all this, my fiancé doesn't want her to be in our apartment when my mother visits. Instead, she goes to her own parents' house, which I understand and support. This complicates her relationship when my mother's around.
Yeah.
I've told my mother several times that her constant visits, while helpful to my sister, are a strain on my relationship. She gets upset about it and doesn't speak to me for a few days at a time. Sounds just like your fucking mom, dude. Yeah. There are many other things bothering us. She seems to find fault with everything and constantly brings negativity into our lives. My sister lives in another apartment but also owns two houses.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So she owns two houses.
Stay there.
Maybe she's renting them out.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, wait, here we go. One of the houses is fully furnished and livable, but currently vacant.
Oh, hell no, dude.
It's a 40-minute drive from my sister's place while I'm 25 minutes away. So this mom would rather save 15 minutes and just bitch.
Yeah, and complain.
To have someone bitch and complain, to just go somewhere else.
In a tiny-ass place where none of them can get away from each other because it's so small.
I think she gets herself worked up to bed. She's just one of those people that gets off doing it. And if you're one of those people and you have that kind of mindset, I wonder why you have it. You know, it might be one of those things where you feel like you could do it better and you might think you're helping someone, but you're really not. You're just pissing someone off.
This guy needs to put his foot down.
Yeah. You got him.
And stop this shit.
Yeah.
Like, and I knew, I said before this even, they even said it in the story, that this woman was going to get so pissed off she was going to leave. And so now she's leaving every time the mom comes. That's a freaking problem. You need to stop it right now.
Yeah. So she has those two houses. The idea was for my mother to move into that house, live there, and then travel to my sister's and back. She's retired, by the way. So she could do this.
Yep. She has nothing else to do with her time.
And today my mother called me and said she's coming this weekend and she will stay 1 week. So she's telling you.
Now she's telling you, yeah. No.
Because it becomes expected after a while. That's why I fucking don't do favors, man.
Yeah, no.
People start expecting that kind of shit. It's like, okay, mom, you can come over this weekend. Oh, can I come over next weekend? I had a great time. Sure. And then a couple weeks pass. Hey, can I come over again?
No.
Sure, come over again. Then you're like, all right, now this is happening more and more frequently. And now she's telling you when she's coming, how long she's staying for. Like, bitch, prepare for me. Get a place ready. I'm staying for a week. Have enough food. She's telling you what to do. I don't like this woman at all, man. I know it's your mom and all, but fucking A, you know?
Yeah, no.
After a while, you know, like, that relationship is severed and it becomes something different. Your mom becomes a different kind of mom for you, you know? She's not the nurturer anymore. She becomes, hey, you know.
She's a fucking problem. She needs to go away.
Yeah, you're still mom. We still respect the hierarchy there, but it's the hierarchy, that gap isn't there like it used to be. I'm my own human being now. I got my own place. You don't come in here and tell me what the fuck to do anymore, you know? Do you respect my house still?
This is the person I'm trying to marry. You're putting her down and shit. Like, this is not okay.
I mean, God bless my mom. If she ever came here to visit, you know, like, let's say if she ever, you know, like, was here to visit in some alternate universe, she was still alive, knocks on the door and starts, like, bossing us around. That ain't happening. They ain't flying here.
Yeah, no. No,
you don't fucking put up with that shit. So anyway, she called and said she's going to come by. I told her I didn't want her to come to the apartment and suggested she go to the house since it's empty and she had previously said she would go there. She responded by calling me a bad son for not letting her come and said that as my mother, she has the right to come to our apartment whenever she wants.
What?
I don't know what to do anymore. Am I really the bad person in all this?
Nope. Mm. And if she'll get over it?
Yeah.
And if she doesn't, good riddance.
Yeah.
Of course, these people are younger, so it might bother them. But, like, seriously, I don't have time for this shit no more.
Mm-hmm.
So, no.
Everything's the end of the world.
Don't talk to me. I don't give a fuck. Seriously, it's not going to bother me in any way. So, whatever.
Brian called her the dance mom.
That's crazy. Yeah. For as long as they put up with it, like, there's no freaking way.
Mm-hmm.
The second, third time, like, conversations would have been had.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have taken, because you know this went on for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way I would have let it get that far. So this dude is an idiot
yeah.
for not putting an end to it sooner. But I don't think he's an asshole. Not at all.
Yeah, I mean, he let it go as long as he could. And then yeah,
he was trying to be nice to his mom or whatever and try to keep the peace with him, with the mom and the fiance and all that. But no. Yeah. And now the mom thinks she can keep getting away with it. So it's kind of his fault, but, not the asshole.
Not the asshole. I agree with you there. Not the asshole on this one. I mean, you did what you could. He was nice about it. Wasn't an asshole about it. So there you go.
Yeah.
Nice and easy there. And I can't believe the time just flew, man. It flew this week, didn't it?
Yeah.
Very entertaining week. And the chat was just so fun today. Absolutely insane. I don't know what the hell's going on anymore. But I want to thank everyone for coming out today. Thank you, JJ. Oh, look at that. He's got some beers for us and everything. I don't drink anymore, but I'll watch Nerdette
down
there.
I'm drinking beers.
Both of them are already gone, by the way. Both beers you posted there in the chat are gone. That's how quick she is with these things. What do you got planned this week?
Dude, I am on my third. That's a problem.
You're putting them down, man. I'm in trouble.
It's going to be an early night.
It's going to be early night. You're going to be fucking going off today, man. So slow down with those beers.
That's true. I have two empty ones right here.
What do you got planned for the rest of the night there?
Besides
putting me through hell.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'll be doing anything.
Singing
I'm
out?
I'm trying to think. Like, yeah, no, there's nothing to watch. Oh. Don't give a fuck about anything to watch. And then I'll just be playing the supercar game. That's it. I literally turned DC Universe on for literally 30 seconds yesterday, thinking the spring event was on for Xbox, and it was not, and I turned it right back off.
Yeah, they were down like all day yesterday or some shit, right?
Yeah, for PlayStation and computer.
Or Wednesday. It was yesterday they were down.
Yeah, yesterday.
And we were all logged in.
Like, I got all excited. I'm like, oh, yay, I got something to do. And then it was like, womp, womp.
These are the final days of that game, man. It's so sad. That was a fuck. When that game goes away, we just got to record a special podcast. Because that game was around. Almost the entire time we were together, that game was out. And we were playing it.
Yeah, because it came out when we were together. Like, man.
Yeah, when they shut the servers down, we just got to get divorced.
Yeah, I don't know. We would literally spend hours all fucking night on that goddamn game.
Absolutely. JJ said he's going to go play some DC Universe. You know what? I'm going to turn on myself here. I got nothing else to do this weekend but hang out and watch Sex and the City,
what
finish
JJ
that up and some other things.
PlayStation?
You got to be on PlayStation. JJ's got to be on PlayStation, I think.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
See, we don't even
Yeah, he's on PlayStation.
God damn it. We have nowhere to play with on Xbox.
Nobody on Xbox, man. It's some bullshit, but... Thank you guys for hanging out. We'll see you next week. Crazy lady, don't forget the celery for the salad you're supposed to make. We'll see you guys next week. Have a good one.